Okay, Shavuot Tov to everybody. So we begin Parshas Vayishlach with the, of course, reference to the Ramban and the Maaseh Avosim and Labanim and how we prepare for challenges from the Umos HaOlam, Medoron, Tfila, Umochama, and Yaakov's heartfelt petition, Katonti Mikol HaChasadim Mikol HaAmes Asher Asisa Savdecha Ki Bemakli Avarti Yisa Yarden Azeh Ve'ata Hayisi Lishnei Machanos Hatzileni Nam Yad Achim Yad Esav Ki Arei Anochi Oso Pen Yavo V'hikani. There's a whole school within the Rishonim, the Radak and the Ramban, the Chizkuni, and we'll get to the Sforno, who all understand in some shape or form. Katonti, meaning katon ani, with respect to what you've already done for me. Mikol chasadim, mikol ames. So the question is, what is the distinction between those two categories, chasadim ve'emes? So the Ramban, in his second day, very fascinatingly says, chasadim and emes are in two separate ideas, but those are the chasadim hakayamim, right? Gifts that keep on giving, family, children, etc. Right? Exposed to things that your market portfolio goes up and down. The first day in the Ramban is chasadim are things that I can't say that I deserved. Emes are those kindnesses that were attached to a neder that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he was gomel tov to me, at the same time, he manifested not only his midas hachesed, but his midas ha'emes, that God rendered true his own promise, his own gift. The Sforno has a different configuration, where he suggests that chasadim is begeder matana, and emes are chasadim that relate not to what I have done or not done, but bischos avos. So the Sforno is rather tersier, but what he seems to be alluding to the idea is that that's more emes in the sense that I can never claim to be the full, fully deserving beneficiary of divine kindness and generosity, but those things that I get, bischos avos, I don't deserve them, but they reflect the midas ha'emes because my avos were deserving. Elokei avi Avraham, Elokei avi Yitzchak, Hashem ha'omer elai. The appeal is to the God of Avram and to the God of Yitzchak, and those zechuyos, Yaakov says, are their zechuyos. Their zechuyos are emes, and even if I don't deserve the kindness, so with respect to Kadosh Baruch Hu's ongoing relationship, la'achar misa with Avram, and part of his ongoing relationship with Yitzchak, so that tova that Kadosh Baruch Hu may choose to do to their children is an expression of emes, of justly rewarding them. The fact that I should benefit is clearly a chesed. So the Sforno says we have to bifurcate here between that which Yaakov receives willy-nilly, this is a matana, these are Yaakov's own words, mikol ha-chasadim, even if from our perspective we see him as very deserving. When we call ha-emes, he says that which I would receive as an expression of emes, not that I deserve it, but my parents and grandparents did, Elokei Avi Avraham, Elokei Avi Yitzchak. So with that framework, nevertheless, the Sforno concludes that the tefillah was all b'toras lifnim mishuras hadin. So even if you're appealing to this chosavos, what you're saying is, right, katonti, I am myself undeserving. So whether it's things that you might choose, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to do with me despite my undeserving nature, and or those gifts that you might give to me on the basis not of anything that I did or did not accomplish, but on the basis of Zechos Avos, nonetheless, my entire relationship with this petition is one of Begeder Lifnim Mishur Asadin, of asking for something that I cannot claim to be fully deserving of. And that, I think, is a very important distinction that Yaakov Avinu recognizes and doesn't have any pretensions. Right, the way that he's asking God for his life and the lives of his family are not lovitzit kasecha uvi yosher levavcha tabala reshes esartam. Right, the Torah would later say in Parshas Dvarim, in Sefer Dvarim, that in Parshas Ekev, the idea is that even with this existential threat hanging over his head, Yaakov Avinu is not tola betzit kasatzmo, but rather bechesed elyon. Mikol ha-chasadim, mikol ha-emes, and in terms of chosavos, and that creates a paradigm in its own right. So if the Ramban spoke about ma'isavos, siman, labanim in general terms, with respect to, you know, Tfilah Doron and Melchama, even the style of Tfilah becomes paradigmatic. We don't, when the chips are down, we don't ask, you know, in light of our own zechuyos, we ask, chosavos, we ask as an expression of divine kindness in that respect. Interesting, the Svarno earlier in the Aliyah, in the Pasuk of Elokei Avi Avraham, Elokei Avi Yitzchak, Shem Ha'or Mer Elai, Shuv La'ar Tzacham B'lad Etzachave, Tiva Yimach, says that was the basis of the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, beginning the Shemona Esrei, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, was in fact this Tfilah itself. So it's not just that Tfilah is paradigmatic here, the threefold response, but that the modality of Tfilah, of appealing to Zechos Avos, appealing to, you know, Chesed Elyon, when the chips are down, is the halachic formulation of prayer.